This is 7SD's Local Lunch with Jess, and I've got Michelle on the line from the Northeast Animal Sanctuary. Good afternoon. How are you going?
Good. Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks so much for your time. I wanted to ask a little bit about your group. I've been looking through your Facebook page and noticed that you guys are doing incredible work in the area. Tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Oh, basically we take stray unwanted animals. If people are in difficult situations and need to surrender their pets, then we take them on. We also, if people are going into hospital, we're trying to get some accommodation built so we can like offer that service to the community. So if people are going to hospital, going into care, that we can take their animals and take care of them until they either get out, or if they aren't coming out of care, then we can rehabilitate and rehome their animals. But, yeah, we get a lot of stray kittens and kittens that have been found, so we take those in. And we do get contacted quite a lot to take in people's dogs because they've moved house or they're in difficult situations, domestic violence, and they can't keep their pet any longer. So we step in and take their animals and, you know, find them a good home.
Once yeah,
they've
wonderful.
Been assessed and rehabilitated and that sort of thing. And we always keep them up to date of how, you know, things are progressing so that they know that their animal has been looked after and is looked after and is going to a good home.
Yeah, good to know. So how many animals have you got approximately at the moment?
Oh, we've got about 40 cats.
Wow.
And probably eight or nine dogs.
Yeah, right, that's a lot.
Yeah, we've got about three long-termers at the moment because we've got two overweight labs that, unfortunately, due to the owner being very old, you know, elderly and suffering with dementia, he wasn't able to look after them anymore. So he's had to move with his family to be looked after. So they've come to us and they're a little bit overweight because being Labradors, they eat everything and, you know, you sort of don't remember that you fed them. So, but they, I mean, they're very well loved dogs before they came to us, and it was a heartbreaking decision to have to surrender them, but we're having a weight loss program with in conjunction with our local vet and Hills. So they're on a 12-month weight loss program to help them get back to their good selves.
Oh, the poor little things.
Yeah, and we've also got another Labrador who's had a ruptured ACL, so he's got to go in for surgery in a couple of weeks' time. So
wow.
His owners weren't in a position to be able to help rehabilitate him, so they were heartbroken.
Yeah.
But yeah, they knew it was the best thing for him. So luckily, the vet nurse stepped up and said, yes, I know who can help. And so they contacted us and we've stepped in to help get him back to recovery and then eventually find him a good home.
Now, this sounds incredibly busy. How can people support you guys if you need some help along the way? I noticed on Facebook that you've got an auction happening soon.
Yeah, we have. We're just getting everything together for that. So basically, if people want to wait and bid on things that are coming up, donations really, because we're applying for a grant to build more accommodation that will have a better setup for rehabilitation for dogs like Stubby, who's done his knee. But it will also give us more opportunity to take in dogs that at the moment we can't take in because we're full and our foster carers are full. So we're at that point where we're full at the moment, so we're not taking many more dogs at this point until we can find some good homes for, you know, the dogs we do have. And having extra accommodation would really help that. So people, yeah, donating, sharing, liking our pages, supporting our fundraisers when we do them.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And spreading the word, like if people are looking to adopt, look us up because we've got plenty of cats and kittens, dogs of, you know, all ages.
And where in the region are you guys located physically?
We're in Herrick.
Yep.
So we're the other side of Derby. Most people know Derby for mountain biking, but, yeah, we're just down the road from there.
Wonderful. Oh, very good. And so what's the plug for your Facebook page? Are you on Instagram as well or just on Facebook?
Yes, we are. Instagram, yep. Not a lot because it's only like there's only a handful of us that actually run the sanctuary. So, and we all work full-time jobs as well, so it's pretty full-on. So generally Facebook and our website are the best, you know, best places to follow us because we sort of manage to get into there the most and post on those sort of things. And that seems to, a lot of people are on Facebook, so they do seem to find us that way. And we've had a lot of adoptions like down south, down Hobart way, in the northwest, just all over the state. People are finally finding out about us and we're getting some adoptions that way, which is fantastic.
Northeast Animal Sanctuary Tasmania is the
yeah,
the Facebook
right, yeah.
title there.
Excellent. Thank you very much for having us.